Welcome to the inaugural edition of the Fantasy Football Podcast right here in the sports broadcasting class here from Sterling High School. Rob Strauss, Matt Martin, Mayo, and the great Jimmy Zingaro. There he is. We're all here. First installment of our podcast, guys, getting ready to go. How excited are we?
I'm very excited.
Very jazzed.
I'm very happy to be here.
All right, so here, let me give you guys a little bit of the format, how this is going to go. This is going to be a weekly podcast that we do here, right here on Sterling High School Radio via the sports broadcasting class. And break down the week that was in the NFL. In this case, I believe it's week number four we're going to break down. And then we look ahead to week number five starting on Saturday. Or actually tonight on Thursday night, because we're recording this on a Thursday. So we'll take a look at some of the great matchups that we have. And then we're going to do a fun little segment at the very, very end where we're going to have a teachers versus students kind of matchup, fantasy football competition. We're going to get a guest in here. I'm going to pilot the first one. And then from here on out, it'll just be a spattering of different teachers as guest players, if you will. And we'll go over the format of that a little bit. But guys, looking back to week number four, thoughts on week number four? Obviously, the key matchup was Brady going back to New England.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Brady going back to New England, it was everybody expected him to have a big game, but only ending up with 11 fantasy points. Not even getting half of his completion percentage, no touchdowns, but leading the Bucks on a game-winning drive back at Gillette. It was a beauty to see.
Sure. It was a late game, and a lot of emotion in that game as well. Brady, he's unbelievable. He's the best quarterback to ever play the game, and you guys get to witness the best. He's the GOAT. There's no doubt about it. Love him or hate him, he's the GOAT.
You can debate a lot of scores who the GOAT is, but I don't think Tom Brady's, you know, one of those that is much of a competition. I feel like just growing up watching him, I don't think anyone's even close to Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah,
especially
sure.
From what we've seen.
Yeah, his greatness is unmatched.
All those rings, it doesn't just happen for no reason. You
know? Yeah, he's now, incredible. If he didn't win a Super Bowl with the Bucks, is he still the GOAT?
For sure.
Yeah, I believe he's still the GOAT.
I think he's the GOAT still.
You still think he's the GOAT?
Yeah, that just added on to the legacy.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think that winning with the Bucks solidifies it even more for sure, showing that like he can do it like not just with the Buck. I mean, not just with the Patriots. He can go anywhere. Like, he shows that he's really the man. Like, he's about it for sure.
One of the other key matchups that was out west, one of the late games, was Seattle at San Francisco. What a great game that was! Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo goes down in that game. Trey Lance comes in, and they almost beat Seattle, who was they're not off to a great start by any stretch of imagination. Hang on in a key NFC West matchup there. A little bit about that game.
I know that division is honestly, though, I think we can all agree, is the hardest division in football.
Yeah,
for sure. Every year is so competitive. So it's like every game that you play, if you're the Seahawks or if you're the 49ers, especially against each other, has to be a big one. Like, you have to win those.
Staying in the NFC West, Arizona at LA. Not a lot of there was so much hype around that game because you know, Arizona's off to an incredible start. Kyler Murray, the MVP, I think.
Easy
MVP. Early ballot week. I mean, we're only about a quarter of the way in. Kyler Murray for MVP.
He's playing out of mind.
Playing really, really well right now for the Cardinals. Even though Matt Stafford outpassed him in that game, but still Kyler Murray. Fantasy-wise, you got to love having him on the team. Yeah,
always finds a way to get it done with his legs, too. It's big for fantasy, the rushing yards for him, for sure.
Yeah.
Those dual-threat quarterbacks. I don't think you're going to see a lot of – I think the regime has changed a little bit in quarterbacks now that you see more of rushing dual-threat quarterbacks than you do just pocket passers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
One thing that definitely happened this week, especially talking about quarterbacks on the ground, is Sam Darnold finished as the QB2 this week with 31.54 fantasy points. He had 301 yards passing, which is very impressive, but also rushed in two touchdowns and threw for two touchdowns.
To lead for the season.
Exactly. Like, Sam Darnold showing that he was in a bad situation in New York with the Jets.
Yeah.
He really is the man over there at Carolina right now.
He's such a fundamentally sound quarterback. I'm so happy he's out of New York and placed in a better situation.
Yeah, I agree with Mayo. Philly was held back by the Jets, if anything.
Well, the Jets pick up a big overtime win against Tennessee, in which they were a big, big underdog in that game, obviously.
That's going to be the biggest surprise of the season, in my opinion.
Derrick Henry rushes for 157 yards and in a losing effort, but how do the Jets sneak that one out?
No, I think that tells you a lot about Zach Wilson, a rookie coming in. Derrick Henry had a big game, but he found a way to get it done. So I think hopefully that's a good sign for him. Hopefully it's all up from here. Gets it going now.
Zach Wilson with a, let's just say, a slow start to this season.
Oh, yeah.
Big bounce back.
Big bounce. Love
to I don't think on anybody's fantasy radar, but we'll get to that in a little while. But I don't think anybody started Zach Wilson in their fantasy league last week.
But one really surprising thing from that game is it was surprisingly underwhelming. If I think we can agree, Derrick Henry with 25 fantasy points, I think we can agree that that's still underwhelming from what he was expected going into this game. People talking like he's going to get 45 touches, 50 touches, and only putting up one touchdown for 157 yards, which is insane for any running back. But someone Derrick Henry's caliber with two lead receivers, A.J. Brown and Julio Jones.
I thought he was going to get some Tyreek Hill numbers.
Exactly. You got to expect
not so much
more out of Derrick Henry. But
it's
can't be mad at 25 points.
Staying in the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills and their defense pitched the shutout 40-0 over Houston, who is an absolute turmoil right now. Obviously, with the quarterback situation, that's a complete mess. But anytime you can shut out anybody in the NFL, that is a sign of a really, really good defense. And they're coming off of a tough start. They lost their opener to Pittsburgh, but have now won three in a row, and they are the contenders right now in the AFC East.
They're outscoring teams 134-44 right now. That's very impressive, to say the least. So
two shutouts on the season, too. Yeah. They shut out the Jets, and they shut out the Houston Texans already this season. Two shutouts in 4 weeks. That's insane.
Shout out Bills Mafia.
Yeah. Bills Mafia.
Breaking the tables.
There was depression over there in Buffalo for a while, but now you definitely see it come up recently.
Josh Allen, the Lord and Savior.
Yeah, for sure. Shutting out two of the top offenses in the league.
Definitely two subpar offenses, but a shutout is a
shutout. I do like seeing small market teams do really, really well in any sport, whether it's football, it's baseball. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter to me. I like seeing those smaller market teams, not like the New Yorks and the Philadelphias and the, well, Philadelphia excluded, obviously, the LAs and the Dallases and things like that. It's nice seeing these smaller market teams. I mean, not to throw a hockey reference in here, you've got Tampa Bay that just won back-to-back Stanley Cup championships. Mm-hmm. Buffalo has a legit shot right now at winning the AFC East and going to the Super Bowl. Hopefully they have better results than they did the last four times that they were there.
in a row, mind you.
I could not imagine.
Yeah.
Another big game, switching over to the NFC East. Big game, a couple big games. Dallas hosting Carolina, and Dallas, their offense is unbelievable. Even though Sam Darnold threw for a little over 300 yards and outdueled Dak Prescott, at least in terms of passing yardage, Dallas comes out with the win 36-28. Zeke went for a 143.
Yeah, that's huge. Huge game from Zeke. I know fantasy owners, my man Michael David right here is a Zeke fantasy owner.
Love to see it.
But he didn't do too expected. He didn't do as good as he expected in the beginning, but he's definitely pulling it back. Had a big game against the Carolina Panthers, who are a top defense this year and only getting better, which is very good to see for Zeke owners.
Dak Prescott, too, coming off that horrific injury last year. It's good to see him finally getting back out there. Even as an Eagles fan, it's nice to see after someone that got hurt so bad coming back and playing well. It's good to see.
Comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. Sure. If he keeps it up, that's definitely comeback player of the year. There's a really good piece on ESPN, the E60 piece on Alex Smith, if you guys get a chance to check it out, on the injury that he had, and the surgeries that he went through, and then the subsequent
almost died
from the surgery.
Not able to walk ever again to be in the NFL within 2 years.
That was tough to watch from a standpoint of I felt bad for him as a human being. Felt bad. Nobody wants to go through that. But
father, husband, and his family was in that show.
It's crazy.
Devastating.
It's hard to watch. Yeah.
But it's a very, very good story that ESPN did on him. So if you get a chance, check that out. We'll keep it in the NFC East with the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. And
oh, my God.
42-30 loss for the Eagles, but I think there's pros and cons you can take from this. Jalen Hurts had a phenomenal game.
Oh, he did.
Phenomenal game in a losing effort. And that game, listen, the Eagles were not supposed to win that game anyway. I think they were double-digit underdogs to begin. But the fact that they were in it, KC, I think that's a game of two really bad defenses going up against each other.
I mean, you got to look at it here, too. Total yards, Kansas City only outscored us total yardage-wise by 10 yards. The thing that killed us is the third down efficiency. We were 50% on third down, while Kansas City went 90% from third down. And that's a killer, especially when two defenses are weak. That's what you need. That could be the difference in a close game like that.
Got to be able to get that defense on the field, off the field. Mayo, you know that from playing here at Sterling. The longer you keep that defense on the field, the harder it becomes to maintain that level of intensity throughout the game, late in the game. It was a warm day that day, late in that fourth quarter.
Definitely wears you out, especially when you just get off the field and hoping for something from your offense, and then just over and over again just not having anything. It's demoralizing for sure.
Tyreek Hill went off.
I was going to say, staying on the topic of that game, we have our top performer of the week, Tyreek Hill.
186 yards. He had four touchdowns, I believe, in that game. Three touchdowns in that game, excuse me.
Yeah.
Three touchdowns in that game, and I don't know how long it took the Eagles to figure out that little shovel, underhand shovel pass from Patty Mahomes.
That's demoralizing watching that.
I don't think a team in the NFL has figured that one out.
Yeah, he's incredible, man.
For it to happen once in a game, you're like, okay. For it to happen twice, you're like, all right, can we really guard that? But if it happens a third and fourth time, you got to figure that out. You got to know it's coming.
It seems like it was just a two-man show the entire game between him and Allaire. Anytime Allaire got the ball, it was just cutting the Eagles up.
I think that's the best part about the Chiefs, too. Their offense is so star-studded that they could have Travis Kelce, for example, only went for 6 fantasy points last week, but Tyreek Hill was going for 47. That just goes to show how versatile they are in every position.
And one of the other fantasy busts this week, and we'll get to more of the fantasy in a little bit of a later segment, but Mike Williams for the Chargers, ripping off 20 points per.
22 was his lowest game. 22 was his lowest game going into this one, but then the star of the show was the man himself, Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
Really took the
buck 17 out of him.
Himself. Yeah, 29.5 fantasy points against my Raiders. It was hard to watch as a Raiders fan, watching Austin Eckler do literally whatever he wanted to us. So that was rough, with one rushing touchdown, one receiving touchdown. He didn't get as many catches as he normally does, only 3, but I mean 117 rushing yards. You know, he did it on the ground. So
the last matchup we'll talk about before we get off to a quick break and come back and look ahead to week number 5, Pittsburgh at Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers gets blown out of the water, and not just him, the entire team, on their first game, and everybody thinks it's, you know, turmoil all over the place in Green Bay, and is there, of course, the offseason stuff with Aaron Rodgers. Is he going to come back? Does he want to re-sign? What the deal is? Starting to play some really, really good football right now, and I know Green Bay's a tough place to play, but Pittsburgh, you got two of those aging quarterbacks in Roethlisberger and Rodgers.
I was going to say, I think they're definitely going to have to look into definitely figuring something out with the quarterback situation at the end of the year, because we can all agree Big Ben just hasn't looked like himself for the past couple of years, and that Steelers offense is really lackluster right now. They have some young talent with Chase Claypool, and Najee Harris has looked really bright the whole year too, but I don't know, with that quarterback situation there, they're going to be struggling for a while if they can't figure something out.
Yeah, like you said, two aging quarterbacks, and aging like wine, and aging like the way Ben Roethlisberger is. You got Aaron Rodgers aging, winning MVPs around the same age as Ben Roethlisberger. They're just not aging the same.
Well, you got to think of it also. You guys are really lucky. You guys are getting probably 4 or 5 Hall of Fame quarterbacks that are still producing late in their career. You got Brady Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
Phillip Rivers is still floating around out there.
Breeze just retired.
And I tell you what, on a side note, before we get off to a quick break, have you watched Drew Breeze in his role as a commentator?
Yeah, I think he does a great job.
He's unbelievable. He does a great, great job. And he's just, I think NBC had him marked, or whichever network picked him up, had him marked before he even retired.
Oh, yeah. I think the same thing happened. It's kind of off topic here with Shaquille O'Neal. It's like, personality-wise, you can kind of just see as soon as they're on the court, the minute they step off, you just know when someone has a TV personality. Yep. And the two of those guys, they do a good job. You can just tell.
The likability factor on TV. So here's what we're doing. We'll get off to a quick break. We're going to come back from the break and look at week number 5 as we get ready for some more NFL football. Plenty of great matchups that we got coming up for week 5. We're going to dissect them all right here on the Fantasy Football Podcast from the sports broadcasting class here at Sterling High School Radio. We'll be back with all the great week 5 action right after this.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to another, actually, the first edition of our Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Strauss, here with some of my sports broadcasting students, Matt Martin Mayo and Jimmy Zingaro, bringing you the greatest and latest from the world of the NFL right here on Sterling High School Radio. And we just got done breaking down last week, week number 4 in the NFL. And a real quick recap, just going to kind of go over some of the NFL standings. And we'll just go over the leaders in the AFC East. Bills are 3-1. They are 2 games up on anybody else. It seems like the Bills are going to run away with that AFC East. AFC West, Chargers and Broncos and Raiders all tied at 3-1. Same situation in the AFC North, a three-way tie. Everybody at 3-1 in the Bengals, Ravens, and Browns. AFC South, right now, it's the Titans at 500, with the Texans just 1 game behind. And then if we switch over to the NFC, Cowboys leading the way at 3-1, Washington 2-2, and then the Birds and the Giants at 1-3. NFC West, the only undefeated team left in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals at a perfect 4-0. Watch out for the 65 Dolphins. The NFC North, Packers are on top by a game over the Bears at 3-1. And the NFC South, the Bucks and the Panthers both tied at 3-1. So we're going to look ahead now to the gentlemen to the Week 5 schedule starting tonight's matchup. 8:20 kickoff. Real quick turnaround for both of these teams, but especially L.A., at Seattle tonight.
Oh, yeah, big matchup tonight. Big rivalry game in the NFC West. And especially, it's going to be a rough one for the Seahawks offense because that Rams defense is something special. They're incredible. So I think the Seahawks offense is really going to struggle a little bit to get going. So we'll see how they respond, especially Chris Carson questionable tonight. Herniated disc in his neck. So not looking likely he's in there.
Yeah, it's like you said about the Rams defense, man. It's like one thing having the best player on defense. We can all agree Aaron Donald, best defensive player in the league.
Sure.
And then you also pair him up with the best corner in the league, Jalen Ramsey. Mm-hmm. It's just tough. Like, how do you attack this defense? But like you said, Seahawks offense is a very talented offense with DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Russell Wilson, three-headed monster. With Chris Carson in the backfield, like you said, even though he might be out tonight, should be a good game.
Two players that just affect one side of the ball so immensely. It's just having even one of those players on your team, they're players that will uplift your entire defense.
Yeah, for sure. Like Jalen Ramsey, when he was on the Jaguars, Jalen Ramsey made the Jaguars look like a stellar defense by himself.
Exactly. Carrying them.
Exactly. And now you pair him up with Aaron Donald. And
they're the Rams very defense. Rare to find players like that that'll uplift and actually make players around them better, very especially special. In the NFL.
Yeah.
Just for fun, guys, who are you picking tonight?
I'm good with the Rams.
Oh, Rams for sure.
I'm gonna go with the Seahawks tonight. I'm gonna go with the Seahawks. I have the Rams defense, and I, even though I just, you know, gassed them up like that, I took them out of my lineup because I really feel like the Seahawks offense can.
So two-thirds of you think that the Seahawks are gonna end tonight, and by midnight tonight, roughly, the Seahawks will be 2-3.
Yes,
yeah. I do feel that.
Do feel that.
That's a bold strategy.
I don't think Pete Carroll.
And they're at home. 12th man.
It's a hard stadium to play in.
It's tough. Beautiful stadium too. It's unbelievable out there. I got a chance to peek in there when I was visiting out west. What a beautiful, yeah, beautiful, beautiful state. Awesome plays out there. One of the unique things that the NFL does, and I think that other leagues are starting to get into, more notably the NBA with their expansion into Mexico every now and again, pre-COVID, obviously. The NFL sending a couple games over to London, and if you you can get up at around 9:30 on Sunday morning, you can actually sit on your couch for probably 15 straight hours and watch football if you want to on Sunday. The Jets are, and the Atlanta Hawks. So you got me talking NBA. The Atlanta Falcons heading to London to face off against each other. That's a 9:30 a.m. start right on NFL Network.
So it is playing in London.
You at know, this point, they should just move the Jets to London.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
That will never, ever fly. Not in a million years.
I just don't understand. It's a weak matchup to have in London. But part of me, I kind of understand, because those are two weak teams coming up against each other, so you never know. It could make for a pretty exciting game.
Yeah, like you said, could go either way. Jets versus Falcons. I think, like you said, both weak teams, 1-3. And we saw the Jets do pretty good last week. But the Jets, I think, are a little defensive-heavy this year. Their defense showed out a little bit against the Titans, and the Falcons are a little bit offensive-heavy with their weapons in Calvin Ridley, Cordell Patterson, Matt Ryan looking to the end of his career, but, I mean, still not looking terrible.
Jameson Crowder coming back last week, too. He had a nice little performance, so hopefully he can carry that over this week against the Falcons.
Him paired up with Corey Davis for the Jets. That's a pretty good wide receiver duo.
Are you guys setting your alarm for that game? Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, I'm waking up.
Are you really?
I have to be up for that.
I got fantasy players going in that game.
Yeah.
Now, when you guys, I mean, we'll get to fantasy in the next segment, but when you guys are watching these games, you have, like, your tablet open and just sitting there and watching NFL Red Zone or whatever it is.
I live on it.
Unbelievable.
I'll give you the scene, Strauss. Every single week, we're in my basement, at least five or six of us watching NFL Red Zone on the big screen.
Sometimes then we got the 12 heads deep.
Could be 12 heads in the basement.
Oh, my goodness. Down in front.
And then right on the tablet, we'll get the birds going. Maybe the Raiders if they're playing.
That's a necessity.
Birds going on a laptop or small monitor and then Red Zone.
You wouldn't switch it up and put, like, the main game, like the Eagles are on, and then you put the Red Zone on the laptop.
Oh, that's not gonna fly.
I'm not trying to ruin the Zingaro mojo and what's going on in that basement, but it sounds like you got it popping over there.
Yeah,
definitely a fantasy dependent scene.
I like it. So what I'm gonna do, guys, I'm gonna go for each one of you, kind of put you on the spot a little bit, but I want you guys to key on one matchup in week number 5 that you guys are looking at specifically. Matt, we'll start with you.
I think for me, it's for sure that Sunday night game between the Bills and the Chiefs. That's going to be an absolute shootout, in my opinion. Two incredible quarterbacks, probably two of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league. Two high-powered offenses that love to throw the ball. I think that should be an absolute great game to watch, especially in primetime, too. Patty Mahomes normally comes up in the primetime, so should be a good one to watch.
In Kansas City, that game is. It's an 8:20 start on NBC, and it's always a tough place to play in Kansas City. It's the loudest stadium, arguably, next to Seattle, who we just spoke about earlier, in the National Football League.
You know, they need this one, too, because you don't want to start off the season going 2-3 through 5 games. So even for the Chiefs, that's not a nice number to have through 5. So hopefully they win this game, they get going, set themselves back on the right track, because they're in a tough division to play in with 3 teams that are 3-1 right now. So dropping down, that would not look good for them.
Who are you taking in that game, Matt?
I'm going to have to go with the Chiefs. I don't know.
Even Buffalo coming off of a 40-0 shutout defensively. You got a really good defense against a really bad defense.
Yeah.
Both. And two really good offenses, too.
Yeah, the Chiefs' defense is weak, but, I mean, they find ways. They always find ways to get it done. So, I don't know. I think they figure out a way to get it done tonight, too.
All right, Jimmy, what do you got? Who's your matchup in week number five?
The matchup I'm looking into is the 49ers versus the Cardinals. I think that the Cardinals are undefeated. Like I said, it's a divisional matchup in the NFC West. And the 49ers are 2-2 right now, and the Cardinals are 4-0. But I think the 49ers, I don't think they've been playing very bad. I think they got good weapons, solid defense. And having to rely on rookie Trey Lance this week, I feel like he has the ability to step up, maybe play good. Like we just saw with Zach Wilson last week, step up and beat the Titans. I think the rookie quarterbacks this year, I think they can prove themselves in the NFL. So I think this will be a good matchup. Like, Kyler Murray's been amazing this year. Arizona's defense looking not too bad, pretty like above average. And but their offense, DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray, it's just two superstars, generational players for sure. Yeah.
Who are you taking?
I got the Cardinals. I think they're gonna go 5-0, start the season, and then the 49ers go 2-3. But I think it'll be a good game.
4:25 start on Fox. I would imagine that game probably will not be on, but it'll be on in your basement because you've got Red Zone.
Yes, sir.
I think the game that is going to be on, at least I think from the 4:05 standpoint locally, I think will be the Giants and Dallas. Giants on the road visiting Dallas, and that's again a 4:25 start. Mayo, you got the second to last word here, as I have my pick. Who you got as your marquee matchup here in week number five?
Well, just to capitalize off what you were saying about Giants and Cowboys, just, I mean, if you want to see a hard-nosed matchup, you don't got to look any further than the NFC East. Always a classic between any of the teams, no matter the quality of the teams in said division. It's always good to, because like just the rivalries, you just feel the energy even just watching through the screen. And I see the Giants, not a lot of talent on the squad, but just always good to see two NFC East teams going head-to-head.
Before we get into the Eagles a little bit, I'm going to go into, and we can all talk about the Eagles in a little bit. Yeah. I think the matchup to watch out for is a kind of an underrated, under the radar kind of matchup. The 3-1 Browns against the 3-1 Los Angeles Chargers, which is weird for me to say because I'm so used to saying the San Diego Chargers, but yeah. Browns Chargers 4:05 start in LA, and both teams 3-1, and I think 5 years ago, you would say that this is an easy, nobody's watching this game.
Yeah, no,
not at all.
Two completely different franchises right now going in the right direction, trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a great, great matchup. Baker Mayfield playing real well. Everybody on the Chargers playing well.
Oh, I was about to ask this question. I know Baker Mayfield actually just got a little injury. I don't know his status for Sunday, but you guys pro or you guys against Baker Mayfield?
Oh, I love Baker Mayfield.
I love Baker myself.
I love him.
Always love the person.
I think he makes great commercials.
He does.
His commercials are as a football player, I like him.
You like him?
I like him.
He's got a lot of fight.
He's got the energy.
Swagger on the field.
Absolutely.
I actually saw an interview with Browns fans in a bar, and they said Patrick Mahomes or Baker Mayfield, and not one person was against their man, Baker Mayfield. Gotta love that.
Yeah. That's aggressive. And that's kind of a franchise that I kind of feel
bad
for.
Can only find that answer in a bar.
Right? In Cleveland. Right?
Yeah, bar in Cleveland.
I feel bad for Browns fans. I really do. Because of what they've been through, and you guys weren't around, obviously, when they moved the Browns to Baltimore, and then they move them back, and now they got a team, and they were terrible. At least they got the championship with LeBron, and they came close with the Indians, who went to the World Series. But, I mean, one of these days, those fans are going to get one. I think they're like the Eagles fans were before they won their Super Bowl. So, I want to take the Browns in that game in an upset.
On the topic of the Browns.
If Baker's playing.
I got a question for you guys. The Chiefs recently picked up Josh Gordon, former Browns player. What are you guys thinking? How do you guys think he plays? It's on Sunday night. He's supposed to make his debut. He is rostered now. So what are you guys thinking about him?
I don't see much of an impact happening right now. But years ago, you see the talent from Josh Gordon on the Browns. And then he floated. He was on the Patriots for a week, I think.
He had some guy Brady throw him to him, though.
Some guy.
some new guy.
He's got some dude named Mahomes throwing to him now.
Yeah, no big deal.
He might struggle a little bit.
But when he was on the Browns during their struggling time, I mean, he was the man there. Like, he was the only the only bright spot they really had was Josh Gordon. So
you can't not pay attention to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's put it that way.
Exactly.
So, but I don't know if I would put him in my starting lineup in terms of fantasy.
Not.
Last but certainly not least, guys, to kind of wrap up this segment, there are a lot of other matchups we don't have time to get to, but as a little local flavor here, the Eagles are on the road at Carolina. Eagles coming off of a two back-to-back 40-plus, giving up 40-plus points in a game. They now travel to Carolina without Christian McCaffrey, but still a team that is still very formidable in the Carolina Panthers. Just want to get your quick take on that. We'll start with you, Matt.
No, I think we're going to get absolutely rocked by the Panthers for the sole purpose that our defense is atrocious. We haven't allowed another team to punt in two games. Two full games, we have not forced another team to punt. So, I don't know. I just don't think the offense does not look good. We look promising. We have a lot of young talent. I think Kenneth Gainwell looks very good. Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts are connecting. But that defense, yeah, no.
Not feeling it.
Not
Mayo.
Feeling it.
I cannot lie. And this might be the Sixers fan in me. But what the Eagles are doing by showing their talent and showing what they can do and still finding a way just to lose out in the end. Do you guys see, like, all the right. vision?
Who's the Ben Simmons on the Eagles now, Ben? Who's leaving us? Who's ducking shit?
No, I'm saying, like, just keep losing. Because what we have now is not good enough for a championship. I'm saying keep losing. Get another draft pick. And we know what we got with Hurts. No,
and you're getting draft picks from the Carson Wentz trade.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
I think one thing not mentioned about this game yet or about the team yet is the signing of Stephon Gilmore to the Carolina Panthers is huge. That's a former defensive signing. Player of the year 2 years ago. This man is easily a top five corner every single year, and that just makes him even stronger for this week, and I think Panthers are an easy favorite over the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm going to take the Birds.
Go Birds.
It's bold. It actually... It helps me out in my household to take the Birds. It's a move for me.
Yeah.
So that wraps up our second segment, the second quarter, if you will. What we'll do is we'll get off to a quick break. We'll come back from the break, and we're going to get to a segment that is the first time we're doing this, and we're going to try something different. You guys are going to pick your own fantasy team. I'm going to pick my fantasy team. And we're going to see who comes out on top. And we'll go over the rules and everything, but we'll go through our picks. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The entire fantasy football world is awaiting our picks. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Podcast right here on Sterling High School Radio, courtesy of the sports broadcasting class right here on Sterling High School Radio. We are back 90 seconds with our picks. We're back right after this.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks. Which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Fantasy Football Podcast right here on Sterling High School Radio, courtesy of the sports broadcasting class. Rob Strauss, Matt Martin, Mayo, and Jimmy Zingaro. And we're going to get to a new segment, guys. We're going to explain it to our audience real quick on how this is going to work. We're going to do a little fantasy football segment as we finish up our first podcast. podcast of what hopefully, guys, is many, many more of these every week that we do here on Sterling Radio. You can access this right off of Sterling's website under multimedia, and then you go to Sterling High School Radio, and then you go to podcast. You'll find it sifting right through there. Just find the right podcast folder, and you will be in there, and you can take a listen to it. And you can make fun of all of our picks because we're not
perfect.
We're not perfect at all by any stretch of the imagination. So here's how this is going to work. Every week, different teacher is going to come in here and sit in with you guys, do a show, and they're going to predict. They're going to get a chance to pick their team. We're going to do it in snake draft format.
PPR scoring,
standard ESPN scoring. And so we're going to pick one quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver, a tight end, a flex player, which can be either a wide receiver or a running back, and a kicker and a defense. Now, here's the catch to this. You can't pick the same player in consecutive weeks.
Correct.
So the next teacher that comes in here, which we will reveal later on, cannot pick the quarterback that I pick.
Correct.
And you guys can't get same rules followed for you, and we'll see how we do based on the matchups. And hopefully by sometime in December-ish, January-ish, we'll see how it goes. It'd be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun.
We did a mock draft of this yesterday on the board, and it actually... I think that I was a 60-40 favorite.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say maybe 75-25
off. 75-25. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see.
Here we go.
I can't wait. I would love to get some footage of what's going on in the Zingaro basement.
Oh.
And how many times Strauss's name is mentioned in the Zingaro basement this Sunday. But I can't wait to. I'm sure I'll get a team's message somewhere throughout the day.
We'll update you.
Well, maybe. I'm sure you will. So I'll be because I'm a stat nerd. I will keep track of the points and the scoring and all that stuff of who the teachers are, what the consecutive records are, and things like that. So without further ado, I need that ESPN draft pick sound effect. That would be tough. We'll get that.
You are now on the clock.
I'm now on the clock. So with all due respect, I'm going first?
Yeah.
That's okay. Right. All right.
We'll
so
the pros going first.
I get the pros of going first. I really like this particular quarterback, and it's really hard to pick somebody other than Patty Mahomes.
Ooh.
I'm going to stick with Patty Mahomes against the Bills defense. I just like the Chiefs at home with the crowd, and he's just got so many weapons. And that little flick pass that he did, he went off on a bad Philadelphia Eagles defense last week. But
so you're taking him on a good Bills defense?
I'm rolling the dice. I'm going to roll the dice. I'm going to go with Patty Mahomes.
I don't disagree with that pick. And for our start of our pick, I'm going to go with the man himself, Stephon Diggs, because I feel like you said, the Bills defense is very good. I cannot say the same about the Chiefs defense. I think Diggs scores at least a touchdown and over 80 yards easily today, easily on Sunday.
He's had not exactly a slow start, but for Stephon Diggs, it hasn't really been, as quick of a start he normally gets to. So hopefully this is where he picks it up against the Chiefs.
And then as our second pick, because we're doing the snake draft, I'm going to go with Aaron Jones against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh yeah.
See, usually, I think the game script is on the side. I think the Packers should beat the Bengals. But I also think it should be a good game. I think Aaron Jones gets a lot of touchdowns, so I think he'll be a good running back for us.
Two solid picks. You guys did not go quarterback first round, and so that's a very, very bold strategy. Very, very bold strategy. I'm going to stick with somebody that is on my fantasy team as we speak. Christian McCaffrey is obviously the hot pick, but I don't want to take him because he's questionable.
Yeah.
And being that we're doing this on a Thursday, if he winds up not playing, same thing with Dalvin Cook, then I'm kind of shooting myself in the foot here a little bit. So I'm going to go with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is coming off a huge game last week, and he's going to be playing the Jaguars. And that's enough said. Right there.
I think I would take Mayo for my fantasy team against that Jaguars.
I would. Yes. There you go. I'm not mad at you for that. So I've got Patty Mahomes, Derrick Henry, and now I'm going to go. I'm actually going to go wide receiver here.
Okay.
And I'm definitely going to go as much as I would love the quarterback and wide receiver tandem of Tyreek Hill and Patty Mahomes, because then you're like, it's high risk, high reward.
Yes, it is.
But I'm gonna go with Devontae Adams from the Packers, and I think he's going to hit me. He's averaging. He's got 74.3 fantasy points already on the season, 31 receptions, 373 yards, and he's a PPR machine.
Yes,
Devontae Adams.
He really is. So you know, for us, I don't know. I feel like the tight end position is a position of desperate need. Once you get through those top five tight ends, the quality just drops off.
Good thing there's only two teams in our league.
There right it is. So you know what? I think we're gonna grab Travis Kelce here. Coming off not exactly his best performance against the Eagles, didn't get the targets he wanted. I think he comes up this week on Sunday Night Football, and Patty Mahomes is really looking for him, looking to get him involved. So,
well, the good news for you, I'm glad you took him, because if he throws to Travis Kelce, I get points for that too.
Yes, you do. But,
so there's that.
That's why in our quarterback spot, I think we're going to grab Josh Allen.
You're going to go Josh Allen.
That's Stephon Diggs stack. And I also like him on Sunday Night Football as well. That game is going to be an absolute shootout.
All right, so now are you guys still in Jimmy Zingaro's basement while the Sunday Night Football game is going on?
I think now that we have Travis Kelce, Josh Allen, and Stephon Diggs playing against you, we might have to.
I think that's probably the move. All right, I'm going to move over to the tight end spot as well and grab Darren Waller because that's the next obvious pick right there. The Bears have allowed the seventh fewest fantasy points to tight ends, but they've also yet to face Darren Waller. He's the obvious pick there at tight end. And I get another. I'm going to go flex on us here.
Okay.
I'm going to flex. Not. I mean, the final score, I'm going to flex on you too. But.
I want to say that.
I'm trying to see which route I'm going to go here. There's a lot of places I could go. Now, in some leagues, you can go tight end as your flex. We are not doing that. We're going to stick with running back, receiver. I really want to go Dalvin Cook, but he's also questionable.
Yeah.
And I don't think I want to roll the dice on that. Give me... I'm going to go Alvin Kamara.
Well, I like that pick, Strauss.
They're playing Washington. Washington's terrible. And I'm going to go with Alvin Kamara as my flex.
Okay. What are you feeling, Mayo?
Now it's up to you guys. You guys have the next two.
I think flex is the obvious pick for us. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple options we could go. You're looking at Cooper Kupp, looking at Justin Jefferson. A lot of nice matchups this week for wide receivers. I mean,
but you're on the clock.
Jefferson against the Lions. I think that has to be the one to go with, I feel like.
Jefferson against the Lions. I love that matchup.
All right, there it is. I'm penciling you. I'm actually not going to pencil you in. I'm going to pen you in for Justin Jefferson. You're right. Good.
And then we'll drop in since we got the snake. We'll go defense.
Defense, I say we go the Bucs against that poor Dolphins offense.
Oh, I like the Buccaneers defense against the Dolphins as well.
All right, so you're going the Bucs. You're going Bucs D. Man, there's so many options. I'm going to stay away from the Bills D here, even though they helped me last week.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay away from that just because I've got Patty Mahomes.
It's never a good matchup against Kansas City.
It really, really is not. I think I'm going to stick with whoever's playing Houston. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not a bad strategy.
It's really not a bad strategy at all because they're just not good. I think I'm going to stick with. I'm going to stick with the Steelers D.
Steelers D.
The Steelers are playing the Broncos, and Bridgewater is questionable. And even if Drew Lock is in the game, Drew Lock, no bueno.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to go with the Steelers defense on this one, and then I get the kicker because I think we talked about this yesterday in our production meeting on whether or not we were going to include defensive kickers, and I think the kicker position can make or break.
That was just
a fantasy team.
Such a wild card.
Sure.
Such a wild card.
Big, big wild card there. And I'm going to go for the... I'm going to go with Matt Gay. I'm going to go with Matt Gay from the Rams.
Okay.
And you guys have a picker? A picker. You also have a picker and a kicker left to go here.
All right. Well, you know what? I think that game in London between the Jets and the Falcons, that's Young Hoku's territory.
Oh, there you go.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yep, I like it.
I love me some Young Hoku.
I like it. I like it. So just to recap, here's our teams, and I've got them written down. You guys have them written down. We'll have them on a spreadsheet shortly. My squad, at quarterback, Patty Mahomes, Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, Darren Waller, Alvin Kamara, Matt Gay, and I'm going the Steelers defense.
Going down our list, quarterback Josh Allen, running back Aaron Jones, wide receiver Stephon Diggs, tight end the Travis Kelce, Bucks defense, Young Hoku, and the Jay Jetta, Justin Jefferson at our flex.
That's solid. I'm not going to lie to you. You guys got a real solid matchup here. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. So here's what's going to happen. We'll come back next week. Next Thursday will be our show. And we will break down this matchup. Obviously, will be probably the forefront. We'll break down week 5. We'll look ahead to week number 6. But this is going to be a lot of fun. You guys will have a new guest host. Well, it will not be me.
Oh, it's very exciting, the guest host next week. Fan favorite.
Fan favorite here at Sterling High School. And he can talk some work, too.
He can talk.
Guess what? So
he can talk,
we.
All right.
I can't wait to. I'm going to be in the background, like, kind of co-producing the show. But it's going to be very, very interesting. For Jimmy Zingaro, Matt Martin, and Mayo, I'm Rob Strauss. Thanks for listening to the inaugural edition of our fantasy football podcast right here on Sterling High School Radio. We'll see you next Thursday. Good luck with all your picks, boys.
Same to you, Strauss.
See you next week.
Thank you.